plastic Jesus. Well, those genuine plastic Jesuses and those warmer-than-life holy Santas are everywhere now, and wherever you go, little kids are starting to get glowy-eyed, greedy, and just plain as good as they can be, at least when they think about it, which is every 20 seconds or so. On some rooftops, the mixed metaphors include Jesus, Rudolph, Mary, Santa, the three crosses, the Star of Bethlehem, 5 points, please, the Star of David, make that 6 points, Frosty the Snowman, the wise men, make that 3, the shepherds, and Cabbage Patch Kids in the manger. Boggles the minds of those of us who think of Christmas as the sight of a dusty old Scrooge getting his comeuppance and learning to appreciate the real meaning of Christmas, which to any media-bred person today probably includes all of the above, participating in some kind of Last Supper before gift-opening time. Think of it. Santa would break the bread, perhaps, after having it blessed by Frosty, the wine changed into water by Jesus. After all, there are more Baptists out in this part of the country than there are people, and when I was a kid, Baptists didn't believe that Jesus ever drank real wine, just grape juice, you know. And a merry Thanksgiving turkey would be enjoyed by everyone except the dove of peace, whose mother taught him that cannibalism was wrong. Does anybody remember the stories that really started all this seasonal warmth in the first place? The Hanukkah celebration? The nativity idea? The longest night of the year ceremonies of druids? And lots of other meaningful gatherings that were designed to bring people together for a bit of hand-holding and hugging before the spirit lifted and everybody got back to the business of living. Well, curmudgeonly as it might sound, there are still some quiet and peaceful and downright spiritual moments to be had, even if they have to be shared by the Christmas bunny and the Easter elves. Hope you are a blessing and blessed, and that the season will be kind to you and you to it.